This is Talking Animals on WMNF. I'm Duncan Strauss. My guest is Rick Shabaty, the co-founder and executive director of Suncoast Animal League. On Saturday, this Saturday, November 16th, Suncoast is holding its 12th annual Dogtoberfest, a large animal adoption event taking place at Highlander Park in Dunedin. We invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663, email dj at WMNF.org, or text 813-433-0885. And in case you might have just tuned in, I want to mention that this conversation is streaming on Facebook Live and can be seen on my personal Facebook page, Duncan Strauss, in which case then you can not only see Rick and me, but you can see Danny, who is enjoying the show from a relaxed position.
Yeah, and, he is.
Yeah. Again, Danny is a dog that we've been talking about, if you did just tune in, and has quite a story. But as of this Saturday, we'll be available to for adoption. And so let's take a call here and get somebody else involved in the conversation. Hi, you're on Talking Animals with Rick Shabaty.
Hi, yeah, this is Terry from St. Pete, and I just wanted to let Rick know how much I love the Suncoast Animal League. We got our dog there about 6 years ago. She's a little corgi mix. She's named Mona, who had come from a high kill shelter. She was pregnant, had 12 puppies. I think 7 of them actually lived. We brought her home. She's the best dog we've ever had. She's playful. She loves to snuggle. Love the work you do, and thanks so much for doing it.
Well, wow. Thank you very much. It's a cool story. And, you know, if you're in the neighborhood, we have a big alumni parade on Saturday. We'd love to have you involved.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank
Great.
You
well,
very
thanks
much.
For the
thanks
call
for
and the very nice comments. Appreciate it. I want to make sure we get plenty of time to come back to Dogtoberfest, which we will. But just take a moment or two to kind of elaborate on what we were just saying, is that it seems like at a moment's notice, Suncoast just really is prepared to step up or step in, or both. Because I remember when we last were face-to-face 8 years ago, I can't remember the exact circumstances, but like 50 dogs or some had come from Georgia. And again, you guys, even with earlier sort of social media development there, you know, went right into action, found fosters. And I think the day we talked, that all those dogs or either had found homes, foster homes, or the final ones were about to. So it just seems like that's kind of just part of the Suncoast tradition. And then more recent example is that earlier this year, Suncoast was among the Florida rescue groups that helped with the crises that resulted when Hurricane Dorian damaged or even destroyed all the shelters in the Bahamas. So, and did you actually deploy some people over there, or just take the animals?
We
once
just
they
took
got
some.
Over?
We just took some of the animals when they came over.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, anyway, so let's make sure we don't give anything resembling short shrift to Dogtoberfest. So we touched on it a little bit. First of all, I think I mentioned once or twice already that it's this Saturday, November 16th at Highlander Park. And what, from when to when, Rick?
It begins at 11:30 and it ends at 5:00.
Right.
And we start the event off with a blessing of the animals.
Mm.
And a lot of people show up for that. And then, you know, throughout the day we've got costume contests. That's a huge contest that we do.
Sure.
We have My Pet's Got Talents, the different things that goes
okay.
on with that.
Yeah.
And I'd mentioned the alumni parade, and that's one of the very special things that we do, because just like the caller said, you know, 6 years ago,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes we get dogs in that maybe we haven't seen in 5 or 6 years, and they come in and they seem to remember us, and you know, and so it's you know, it probably anywhere from 150 to 200 dogs that'll come back that day. And,
yeah.
And it's funny because we also know that we're having families getting together, where there was a mama dog that baby was pregnant and gave birth, and we raised the puppies, adopted them out, and now the mom dog and maybe all of the puppies or most of the puppies are coming back for a little family reunion that day.
Oh, wow.
So,
nice.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
And we'll have like 150 to 170 vendors with pet supplies, but
yeah.
it's people are there with everything.
And it's upwards of 30 rescue groups, right?
Exactly.
Thereabouts, yeah. So here's the thing about that, and maybe it's just a sampling, because it sounds like you mentioned earlier that there's skunk rescue, but you don't find it just any event. You gotta,
right.
And any other animals besides the cats and dogs that people might expect that would be represented at Dogtoberfest?
No, I think the skunks are the most unusual.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't think we have any cat rescue groups there. It's not
it's
not a great
difficult.
Event for cats.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of dog action, and we don't like to go outside, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And but it's so it's mainly dogs, and it's all shapes and sizes. It's shelters, it's county facilities, it's rescue groups, specific groups, and that stuff.
Well, and right there in the name, Dogtoberfest, so I guess you should expect dogs.
Yeah.
But so here's the other question about that, Rick. I don't know, for Suncoast itself and or for some of the other rescues that are there, how many of the participating ones will allow you to see and fall maybe in love with the dog and take the dog home that day?
We will allow you to come in, do the
paperwork,
and do the adoptions and take them home that day.
Okay.
I can't speak for all the other groups. Some groups, there are groups there that'll do that, and then there's other groups that'll take an application, review it, get back with you.
Sure.
Different things like that. Everybody does things a little bit differently.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah, some, I know, and sometimes big events like that, some groups who might have a very specific timetable and policy just for obvious reasons,
right.
sometimes relax those a little bit for an event like that just to help spur the adoptions and finding that many more homes. But
We have also, you know, we have Animal Healthcare Clinic that'll be there, and we have Pet First that'll be there, veterinarian offices, and they're doing low-cost low-cost vaccines,
okay,
microchipping, you know, things like that.
Okay.
So you can catch your dog up to date on shots, and sometimes we'll have, I know with us or with some of the other groups, they'll look at, somebody comes in, you know, we recommend if you're thinking about adopting a dog, bringing your dog to see how they get along, everything like that.
Makes
so we can check, you know, medical records and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you'll find, like, the people thought this was Kurt, but maybe it expired last week, and they'll go over to one of the vet clinics and get it, you know, caught up to date.
Wow.
And things like that. So there's a lot of things going on. We have one of the most entertaining parts of it, besides the running of the wieners, it's a lower coursing area, and the dogs come in and they chase it's actually a plastic bag on there, and it's like another animal running or something. Mm. And we actually have a radar gun, so we can track how fast your dog is going and that stuff. And that's something that people just absolutely love.
So the bag kind of just triggers their prey drive, and then they just start zooming.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it
is there wagering or no?
No.
So it's starting to sound a little bit too much like something else.
You can maneuver it. You can make it go faster, slower.
Oh, I see.
Reverse.
Yeah.
And people come out and my dog's kind of lazy. I don't know if it'll do it. And then all of a sudden the dog's like, you know,
that looks like
on
fun,
fire on
right?
there. Yeah. You know, and like I said,
and you do it by breeds or size or how do you, or is it all
matter.
Just all
it, it
one just, group?
Yeah. It's,
okay.
It's, you know, it's one dog at a time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about, somewhere 5 to 10 minutes that you're in there. But like I said, we incorporated a radar gun in there. So now we can, you know, so we've got a card and we actually can write down how fast your dog ran.
Wow.
And such. Yeah.
Cool. And I'm sure there's prizes for the fastest dogs.
It's just fun, and that's something that builds every year as far as more people getting involved.
Right, and it sounds like there's, besides the 30 or thereabouts rescues, that, like you said, there's quite a few vendors, and then the vets and the other things. So really, whatever your story is, or if you're looking to adopt a new pet, you got that covered. But if you need to get caught up on chipping or whatever it might be, it sounds like it's
and there's all sides kinds of vendors that have pet supplies. There's other veterinarian offices that'll be out there. There's just so much to do. In fact, this event is so large that at Highlander Park, we'll run out of parking at some point, and then we use Dunedin High School, which is right down the street, as temporary overflow parking, and then we have a couple of shuttles running back and forth, bringing people back. And
wow. Yeah. This is definitely a sprawling event.
Yep.
So again, that's this Saturday, November 16th at Highlander Park from 11:30 to 5. And you can find out more at suncoastanimalleague.org. And I'm sure also the Facebook, there's an event page for that. So,
Also, Duncan, we've been promoting some of our dogs that are going to be at the event. So if you're interested in getting another dog, you can go on the Facebook page. And throughout this week, we've been putting several dogs a day out there that are going to be available for adoption.
Cool. Well, I hope somebody snaps up Denny right off the bat, because that guy, I mean, it'll probably be hard for him to leave your home, but that guy needs a good home and some TLC, it sounds like, based on what he's been through.
Yeah,
the last
and
few
you know,
months.
You take him on and you see the condition that they were in, and then you see how they worked their way through it.
Yeah.
You know, and what's inside of them, you know, is what, you know, you help them, but that's what gets them through it. And
yeah.
You give them the confidence and the courage to do that. And so you love them, you respect them. And it's, you get attached to them.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's probably hard for you in a situation
this. Yeah.
Like say, all right, well, Denny found a new home. That's the good news. Denny found a new home. That's the tough news. Yeah.
And my two dogs at home are fantastic about being the foster brothers.
I'm sure.
You know,
they're probably
that kind
used
of thing.
To
yeah.
it. Yeah.
And they really are a big help in getting these guys going and back on track and that. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rick, thanks so much for coming in. We've been speaking with Rick Shabbaty, again, Executive Director of Suncoast Animal League, and all the information about the Dogtoberfest, again, is either on their website, suncoastanimalleague.org, or you can just find a search on Facebook for Suncoast Animal League, and or you could probably just search Dogtoberfest and probably come up with it
that way too.
Yeah, so any number of ways to find that information. So, Rick, well, thanks. Good luck on Saturday. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for bringing Denny, who's a great dog that obviously I've already got a soft spot for. So, in a moment, I'll speak with Annette No of KittyCon Tampa 2019, which happens on Thanksgiving weekend, November 30th and December 1st. If you're a cat lover, you might want to hear about this feline extravaganza. Meanwhile, it's time to step into the comedy corner with a very funny guy we featured before. This is Nate Bargatze with a piece called How to Get Bitten by a Snake in today's comedy corner on Talking Animals on WMNF.
I'm on a date with a girl. She's gorgeous, smart, but she's a vegan, so that's over before it started. What do you say to a vegan on a date other than, hey, stop crying, I'm trying to eat? I got nothing against you vegans. God bless you if you're here. You don't eat meat, you don't wear animals. That's fine, that's your prerogative. I'm just saying stop looking at me like I'm an asshole because we were here first. There were no vegans 40 years ago. You know why? They all died in January. That's why. Now when I'm eating a steak, don't boo and hiss at me, because we are not the only species that eats meat. When you see tigers attack a gazelle, you don't see a bunch of hippie tigers off to the side like, boo, boo, can't believe I'm wearing this, boo. No, they're eating the meat. You know why? Because meat's delicious, that's why. I'd eat more vegetables, but they taste like they came out of the ground.
That was Nate Bargatze with a piece called How to Get Bitten by a Snake, taken from one of his TV appearances. Now let's speak with Annette No of KittyCon Tampa, which is set for November 30th and December 1st. This is Annette No on Talking Animals on WMF. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Duncan. Thank you for having us on air.
You bet. Thank you. So let's start at the remedial level. What exactly is KittyCon?
Okay, KittyCon is a convention about kitties, not for them. Please leave your kitties at home. Human people only. and it is a convention, and it's a bit different from other cat conventions that are held throughout the country because the primary focus is really on cat rescue. So even though we have, you know, typical convention fare such as vendors, a cat costume, various activities and entertainment, our speakers are geared towards cat rescue topics, and such as our keynote speaker, Dr. Julie Levy. She'll be speaking on FIV and FELV cats and being able to rehome them properly. We'll also be talking about various topics such as return to field and TNR. We'll also have more general topics such as having a healthy indoor environment for cats, bottle feeding babies, and we'll also have a lot of entertainment as well. We're very proud to announce that the Florida premiere of the award-winning documentary film The Cat Rescuers is going to premiere at KittyCon on Saturday night. And the directors are actually going to be on hand for a meet and greet. And they'll be followed by Sarah Donner, who is a nationally known folk singer-songwriter who has carved a special niche, even though she's known for general folk songs. She does do one specifically about cats, and she's very, very popular. We also have other entertainment in the form of Tampa Bay's own Denny Mitchell, who was mentioned earlier. He'll be doing his All About Cats education musical. That's kind of a
mouthful.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned earlier we will have a cat costume contest. Which will be, it's a big hit from last year, so we brought it back this year. And the Entertainment Vault, which is a cosplay company, is going to be judging it. And we'll also, like I said, have children's activities. And we'll also have cats that are actually up for adoption.
Wow.
And, yes, exactly. We'll have two rooms filled with cats and kittens, and you know, you're welcome to come by and say hi to the kittens and cats, or if you're ready to adopt, then by all means, please, you know, make sure to carve out some time on either Saturday or Sunday and come by.
Yeah. No, this sounds like there's really quite a array of things going on. And so let's make sure some of the basics that we've covered. So we've covered more than a couple times, really, the dates, November 30th and December 1st. But let's review where it's taking place and where people could find out some more information online.
Okay. Both days are being held at the DoubleTree Hotel, Tampa Airport, and it's on West Cypress Street in the Tampa Airport / West Shore District.
Mm-hmm.
And you can certainly find out all information and also get your tickets at kittycontampabay.org. We have advanced tickets, or you can get them at the door. You can get them for one day or 2 days. And we also have VIP tickets, which will allow you access to our VIP White Cat Winter Wonderland Lounge and give you special privileges as well.
Wow.
And yes, it's going to be two fun-filled past days, you know, whether you're there simply to do some holiday shopping for the pet or the cat lovers in your life, or if you are involved or want to get involved with the cat rescue activities here in the Tampa Bay or find out more about it. Certainly our speakers can, you know, give you a lot of insight into that. And there's really just something for everybody here, I think.
No, it really does seem like a lot of bases are covered. And as I mentioned at the top of the show and the full disclosure mode that I'm pleased to be emceeing a lot of the KittyCon events and interviews and panel discussions, and I'll be interviewing the filmmakers of the film that you mentioned and stuff and other things that I'm looking forward to. So
we couldn't do it without you, Duncan.
Well, that's very nice to say, but I'm looking forward to meeting fellow cat nuts. And all right, well, Annette, well, thank you so much. I think we've covered all the key ground, and again, as long as people know where to go online to find out more, they can check it out. And I think I'll just quickly add, I think I saw somewhere that at the moment now, if you could say, well, I can probably go both days, but you're not sure which day, I think you can get a ticket for a one-day ticket, and you don't have to say if you're going Saturday or Sunday yet. Do I have that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is cool.
One-day ticket, you choose the day. So
that's great.
You know, we offer as much flexibility as possible to, you know, get as many people out there and, you know, to enjoy the KittyCon.
That's great. Okay, well, thank you so much, Annette, and we'll see you at KittyCon.
Okay, thank you, Duncan.
Thank you. All right, now, so here's the thing. I inadvertently played the wrong comedy piece, but since that was vegan-oriented, it reminded me that I wanted to tell you about this cool Plant Heads Market that's happening this Sunday, November 17th, at Safety Harbor Art and Music Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's vegan food vendors, live music, potted plants and herbs, vegan desserts, cooking demo, art, apparel, and more. So that's, again, this Sunday, November 17th, at Safety Harbor Art and Music Center from 10 a.m. to to 2 p.m. with the Plant Heads Market. And part of the musical offerings there is Rebecca Pulley, who, of course, wrote and recorded our Talking Animals theme that opens each show. So there you go. That's got everything you need there. So... coming up at 11 on WNF, it's Rob Loroy with Radioactivity, extending this three-hour block of interviews, phone calls, and news, and more, including the noon hour midpoint with Nola Lillet. Then at 1 p.m., the music kicks back in with Euro Radio, hosted by Paco Morales, flowing into Scott Elliott and the All Souls edition of It's the Music at 2 p.m., continuing into the evening, the wee hours, and beyond. So right now, on Talking Animals, though, we've got Name That Animal Tune, where I'll be offering, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a pair of tickets to see Lucero and Jade Jackson at Janice Live February 28th. So please be the first to call in 813-239-9663 and correctly identify this animal tune, and then you'll perhaps win that pair of tickets to see Lucero and Jade Jackson, Janice Live February 28th. I think you'll either know that or you don't. We'll take your guests off air. We have just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals on WNF Tampa. I'll be joined next week by Cameron Moore, program manager of the Million Cat Challenge, a campaign designed to save the lives of 1 million cats in North America over the course of 5 years, and already beat and exceeded its goal to attend a new phase now. This is Talking Animals on WNF Tampa. Thanks.